But wait, before we begin, I'm your boy Michael Davis, also known as Turn the Mic, who brings the very important podcast Turn the Mic. And today's podcast is brought to you by Scent Maze, an amazing scent for an amazing price. Now, these aren't just any old fake fragrances. These are oil-based. So when you get out the shower, you put a lotion on, you want to apply some a little bit of oil to you. You know what I mean? A little of these scent oils. And what it'll do is last you the entire day. I've been out, put these on after a shower and lotioned up, get compliments. Men, women, it doesn't matter. A compliment's a compliment. You smell good. Thank you. But you know what I mean? I'm turning up after that. So this one's right here. I got Gucci Guilty Black, JPG Ultra Male, and Mott Black Legend. So you can get these different designer ones made in oils, all at Scent Maze. If you go to Instagram, scent_maze, follow my boy Shakur Martin, who's doing his thing with these things. These aren't the only scents you can get. Not these three. These are the only three I got. But I've been using these, and you see they still filled up. So go get you some smell good from Scent Maze. Turn your life up. Turn your smell good life up. I'm doing what I'm doing because it's already been done. Just know, ain't nothing new under the sun. We solid. It's your boy Turn the Mic with a very important podcast. And today I have
Buckethead Lowe's.
Buckethead Lowe's. With Buckethead Hoops. Y'all remember him from the promo. I'm going to play that. But we're here today to get, you know, into something deep. Life is more than just being successful in what you do. We want to be significant in life. That's something I got from Tim Tebow. We want to be significant people. And that's how we carry ourselves, how we move every day, our visions, what we value. And that's just how it is. How you feel about... like everything you've been accomplishing since the last time we had our podcast?
Man, first off, I just want to say thank you for having me.
Yeah, no doubt.
You know, it's always an honor to chop it up with your brothers, you know, just talk business and just really life in itself.
Man, yeah. It's beautiful out here, bro.
Yeah.
But we've been chilling for a little bit. We already been chopping it up, but.
Yeah. Rooftop vibes.
How you want to dive into this? What was
the question?
I said, like, from the point that we had that first promo, if you remember, you said...
It was like 2 years ago, right?
Yeah, at that point, you was, I think, volunteering.
Yeah, you were supposed to volunteer. Yeah,
you was volunteering. Training. So, like, now, where you at?
Man, so it's really a blessing, to be able to come from volunteering to actually getting paid to do what I love to do.
Yeah.
I'm talking about like AU teams. Like I'm training like 20 kids, like two teams, 20 teams all for free. Now like I'm training like at least one team. Now I got like at least 20 kids.
Yeah.
I want a good schedule. You know, if you love what you do, the money's not really an issue. It's just it's really a passion. You just enjoy what you do. You know.
So, like, would you say if you didn't enjoy it, but you were still getting bread, like, how does that balance out when it's something that you value versus a little bit of pay, and then it's something that pays you a lot, but you're going to get a little bit of value out of it, or you don't have much passion for it?
If I hated my work, then, like, if I got paid, I would like be blowing that bread.
Yeah.
Because, you know, I'm working, I'm stressing for that money. But since it's a passion, like I love what I'm doing, I'm having fun. Mm-hmm. The money's a plus. Like I'm already impacting kids' life, just being a trainer, being a coach, being an influence on their game, you know, confidence.
I was about to ask, like, what type of things do you see your the effects of your coaching? So like,
yeah. Every coach is different. Like, everybody's different, different personalities clash with each other, you know. When it comes to coaching and training, you gotta be your best outgoing self.
Yeah.
Best outgoing self, you gotta have fun. But when it's time for business, that's when you gotta draw that line, like, you know, like, come on, bro, let's get it.
Yeah.
Let's get it.
Now, what does that look like, drawing the line for business and, you know, outside, you know, type relationship? Because there's times where you have people that may be brothers or, you mm-hmm. know, friends or even in relationships, marriages, where people get together and they're like, hey, we're going to have this business. But at the same time, outside of that, you guys might have a friendship.
Yeah.
So how do you, like, how does that look in your field?
So it all depends, like what kind of day you're having, you know. Because sometimes you might have a horrible day.
Mm-hmm.
You walk in, and the kids are just, like, you know, just goofing off.
Yeah.
Being kids, you know, just acting wild, doing what they do. You have to not necessarily tell them, but you got to ease up a little bit, you know. Just, like, they're going to read your body language, like, you're not as joyful, you're not as flamboyant as you usually are.
Right.
But at the same time, people feed off energy.
Yeah.
After like 20 minutes, 10 minutes, if you allow the energy to get to you, you're going to open up and it's like, you're going to feel good again.
Mm-hmm.
So if you go through a whole session like mad about something and you still like mad after that session, then you probably, you know, I don't know.
So as a like a coach and a trainer, do you find yourself like being a mentor at times, or is it kind of just strictly skills and, you know, development in a sport?
So it's like ping pong, tic tac toe. It's like you got the personal trainer. I'm forever a hooper, you know.
Right.
I'm forever get a bucket on somebody's head, and then you got the mentor.
Uh huh.
So like, from a coach's standpoint, you gotta be able to motivate them, see what they did wrong. As a hooper standpoint, I'm about to get on your head.
Right.
And if you get crossed, I'm clowning you. I had a kid that got crossed. Hey, I had a kid that got crossed this past weekend. He's about cross nasty. He walked off like.
How old? What grade?
He's in eighth grade. My boy RJ.
My brother probably crossed him.
Yeah, I believe it.
Wait, what school you go to?
He go to Hopeville Middle School out here in Round Rock.
Oh, never mind. My brother didn't cross him.
Yeah. I'm talking about he walked off. But the thing is, he missed a shot.
Uh-huh.
So his mom and sister, like, you know, hey, his head is down about, you know, getting crossed, you know. So what I did, from a coach's standpoint, I was like, damn, like, how can I approach this?
Yeah.
But at the same time, we're playing basketball. Basketball is, you know, you get crossed, you're going to get dunked on, you're going to get yammed on, you're going to get, something's going to happen. So what I did, I, like, non-maliciously, you know, what homie be saying, no disrespect,
mm-hmm.
I just laughed it off. Like, after I interfaced, it's like, bro, you got crossed. Like, I'm like.
You got it. That's part of the game.
Yeah.
That's part of the game.
Yeah,
how did he feel after that?
I mean, he understands it's basketball.
Yeah.
And, like, since he's, like, at an elite level for his age, he does the crossing, too. Like, he mm-hmm. takes ankles, you know. So you're going to give some out, you're going to take some. This is how it works, you know.
Sure, man. That is how it works. That's just life.
You're
going to take some hits in life, and you're going to dish out hits. You're not going to be perfect.
Like,
you're going to take some L's, you're going to take some dubs.
Yeah. Like, I catch bodies. My man caught a body on me.
That is true. I wish I could pull up the video so people could see that.
Bro, man. I got the video.
Send it to me. We definitely posted it.
We'll play deep.
For real, man. Dish it out, man. Sometimes it comes back, but for real.
So with coaching is one thing you do. I know that can't be like the only thing you're doing right now. Like, what is your, what's your a vision you have for yourself, or
a vision, man.
Or where you see yourself in like 5 years?
5 years. I definitely see me coaching still, coaching training. So the clothing line is about to get back, get started again.
Clothing line.
Mm-hmm.
Buckethead Hoops line, right?
Mm-hmm. I'm about to spark that back up and see where it can take off. I know the shirt I have right now is called the big front logo. It's Protect Texas Hoops. And that means like, you know, stick to basketball real quick.
Mm-hmm.
Players get hurt. And it boils down to how they train.
Yeah.
How they train, how they eat. Like, you're a basketball player. Like, you're not a pro, but mm-hmm. you, like...
You still got to take care of your body.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Injury training, injury prevention training.
Right.
Explosive training. And just really just boils down to just, like, the overall package of, like, how you train. Some kids don't like the weight room. Some kids don't like the turf. But that's how you get stronger.
Yeah.
That's how you get stronger. That's how you know. That's how you elevate your game. You can do like all the AI moves, but if you're not explosive, if your body doesn't know how to push off force to go one way to the other way, you're out of the game, to be honest.
Right. And then the only way to get there is by going through that process of.
Mm-hmm.
Training, eating well, you know, yep. studying the game, basketball. So you got to fall in love with the process, really.
Yep.
And then that what you're looking for come out in the end.
Yes, sir.
I was listening to someone's podcast, and he was saying that they don't set any goals anymore.
Yeah.
And I was listening, I'm like, what you mean set goals? That's all I've been taught my whole life, like, yep. set goals. But for some reason... I've set goals, I've accomplished them, but some of my largest goals have never been achieved, you yeah. know what I mean? And they, at the moment, seem like they're distant.
Yeah.
But one thing that he said is the reason he doesn't set goals is because of that same feeling. You don't feel like you're reaching it, so you end up giving up or you get discouraged or yeah. whatnot. So he was saying just fall in love with the process and then the success will come
yeah.
later. So if you get good at a skill and you keep practicing and working on your craft,
mm-hmm.
then that goal that you're trying to reach will yeah. just fall into place.
Fall in your lap.
Everything will just fall in line. So just focusing on your the process, which is like the vision,
yeah.
like you know the understanding, and
mm-hmm.
yeah, that stuff is big.
Like the steps to get there.
Yeah,
get there and then. Once you get there, you gotta sustain it.
Mm-hmm.
You gotta keep everything afloat. You gotta keep everything in motion.
Right.
Because most people, once they get it, they either get lazy, think yeah. they're on top of the world. But that's when like people are actually coming at your neck now. Like that.
Yeah.
You're the top dog. You got to keep grinding.
You're right about that. That's facts.
Like Kobe, and he's already once you hit NBA, yeah, you're at the top of your game. But I know it was an interview he said, he was in the gym already working out for like an hour, 2 hours. And then another hooper came in, got his name. You know, he laced up, you know, got his workout in like an hour.
Right.
An hour working. This man Kobe is still working out.
So he's at like 3 hours now.
Man, it's about three. He's like 2 hours deep in already, uh-huh. you know. And then, like, after the fact, Kobe came, like, you know, came out in the interview, was like, you know, I see you walk in, I see you laced up, but I want to let you know that I saw you, and I kept working harder.
Yeah.
For that hour you was working out, and then at least, like, 30 minutes to an hour after you left. That's that determination, that's that focus.
That's a mentality. Kobe had one of the best mentalities, and one of the things I admire about him is he always just believed in himself. You yeah. know what I mean? Like, I had a speech one time, and it was a story about Kobe. You know, everybody know the story of Kobe dropping, 81 points?
Yeah.
And if you listen to, you know, any of him retelling the story, mm-hmm. someone was telling him, I bet you ain't going to get, you know,
yeah.
30. All right, go ahead. You ain't going to get 40.
Yeah.
Bet you ain't gonna get 60.
Yeah.
At 60, that's when people, that's when it's, the dude's like, all right, go ahead and just get 80. You know what I mean? Just go ahead and drop 80. And that's, but Kobe knew off rip. He put in the work. He loved the process.
Yeah.
He had the vision. He was consistent. He didn't let anybody outwork him.
Yeah.
He didn't allow people around him that were, you know, that didn't want greatness for themselves.
Yeah.
So he, if he was around Kobe, he was pulling greatness out of people. I wish I knew, you know what I mean? I wish I was that close to him to actually experience that. But just hearing those stories make it so real to me.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So that's really all it takes. Believe in yourself.
Yeah.
Regardless of what people say, people gonna have all types of titles, all types of beliefs.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? People gonna call you names.
Yeah.
But it's only what you accept, what you allow to absorb.
Yeah. That's a great way to put it, because Kobe, he gonna pull it, he also gonna pry it out of you.
Yeah.
He's either he's gonna come out,
mm-hmm,
or he's gone. Like you gone.
Yeah.
You know.
Either you with the program or you can't stand the heat. You got to get out the kitchen.
Yeah.
That's just how it is. And I admire that ball.
Definitely. Some people might need like a slap on the wrist to get going.
Mm-hmm.
Some people might need to get cussed out to get going.
Right.
Some people might need to get pushed around.
Right.
Kobe know how to push all them buttons.
Yeah.
To get his team where he need to be, where he need to be, where they need to be.
What would you say about yourself if you're doing your bucket head hoops?
Mm-hmm.
Let's say you started slacking on your grind, you know what I mean? And someone recognized that. What would get you kickstarted, you know, jumping back? I know, like you said, some people just a little soft, hey, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
What you doing? Like, get back on your stuff with work. Sometimes it'd be like, hey, bro, you ain't doing nothing. Like, you BSing. Like,
yeah.
And then there's some people like, bro, I'm not even messing with you. I can't even believe what you say because you ain't, you know, they keep it 100 with you.
Yeah.
Then there's some people be like, hey, you need to do this.
Yeah.
But, like, which direction would you go, like, if you needed some type of kick, like, to get you going?
I think it all starts with, like, myself. It's yourself, to be honest. Like, if you're not in a good space mentally, physically, and everything you do, everything you put out, it's not going to be, like, authentic.
Right.
It's not going to be, like, genuine. Like, I know sometimes, like, I slack off.
Mm-hmm.
One thing that I do to get me going again, work out. Wake up in the morning, work out, get back on that grind.
Yeah.
The thing is, some people, like, work out to look good. I like to work out for a goal. Like, let's say I'm on a semi-pro team.
Yeah.
I'm trying to be the best of my pro player in the damn state.
Right, right, right.
On everybody's head.
Right.
And that, in the back of my head, that clock is ticking. Like, while I'm chilling, somebody else is getting better.
Yeah.
Somebody younger, somebody more athletic, somebody better shooter, more handles.
Right.
So you gotta try to beat that curve. You know, physically and mentally. So everything's like a learning game.
Yeah.
You know.
Also, I like what you just said. Like, it's really yourself. It's not what people can say to you or, you know, punch you, beat out of you. It's what you got to mentally do yourself.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. I feel like it's all experience, though.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I had a couple of bad runs, a couple of leads. I actually got one of my homies hitting me back up. So the team is, you know, starting back up again. He's like, hey, man, you know, we need you.
Yeah.
But the back of my mind, I was like, man, the first time around, it left a sour taste in my mouth.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, man, but at the same time, I know, like, I'm in that competitive nature again.
That you want to get after and compete. Yeah.
So I'm able to buckle down, spend a certain amount of hours on my game, on my physical, on my mental, and then also ride that wave, ride that energy through the next segment of my day. Like, what I gotta do with bucket head hoops.
Right.
You know, study, you know, write down film, take notes, NBA players, different trainers, you know, pick and pull, different workouts, you know, just get some free game of what I gotta do.
So what would a typical day look like for you?
On a good day, great, let's say on a great day, wake up, eat, you know, nice little fruit smoothie.
What time are you waking up?
On a good day, I say about 6.
6 a.m.?
6, yeah. Work out about an hour. If I'm at the gym, with the goal, basketball goal, about 2 hours. I'm in the gym, about weight room for an hour, shooting for another hour. After that, go to the crib, stretch, get some food, sit down, get on the computer, and, you know, start studying and stuff like that. Right that hour, if I got to work that day, go to work about 4 hours, come back home, chill, take a power nap, head to the gym and train.
What would you say out of that? All those things is one of the most important things that you must do. It's what?
I'll say, let me add on to that.
Okay.
I must do to sustain, like, that good wave.
Yeah.
That good wave of energy, get up and go to the gym.
The gym.
Get up and go to the gym. Yeah, that's me, like, bucking down on myself. Like, bro, you got to go. That's the top of the morning. You got to, you know. That's how you start your day.
Top of the morning.
Yeah. Let's get this. Let's get it. Yeah.
Let's get this shit.
Facts. Let's get it. That's what it is. Like, if you wake up, you know, you roll around the bed, go to sleep, like, fall asleep by 30 more minutes.
Yeah.
You're already starting off on the wrong foot.
Yeah, you're right.
In your head, mentally, you're thinking, like, I need a little bit more sleep. Just a little bit more. Once you wake up again, I just need a little bit more after that. Yeah.
I feel that because I find myself, you know, on the times where I'm not as focused, mm-hmm. I'm not as mentally, I would say, healthy.
Yeah.
And on my grinding, on my shit.
Yeah.
I find myself, you know, pressing the snooze button.
Yeah.
You know, waking up, 8 a.m. and just staying in the bed until 10. Like, why? You know what I mean? So.
It happens.
I feel that. And definitely. That my kickstart would just be doing something.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, once I open my eyes, I thank the Lord for the day every morning.
Anytime.
You know what I mean? And then I got to do something. Like, that's going to get me going. Mm-hmm. Now, another key point thing, important thing is what I do first.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
True. Yeah.
So, like, if I already had a mindset, like, I'm tired. I don't want to work. Like, I don't want to do this. I'm not going to hit the road and get my bread.
Mm-hmm.
If I wake up and I'm like, I got school on my mind or something like that.
Yeah.
That's going to navigate my day.
Yeah.
So, and then how that goes throughout that, I have to still, you know, with trying to be mentally sound and control your emotions, self-aware.
Mm-hmm.
I can't allow, like, the negativity of school or my folks yelling at me.
Yeah.
Or, you know what I mean? The dogs tearing up the crib or something and doodling in the room.
You know they will.
You know what I mean? Like, I would come in the room, they stomping on my bed.
Yeah.
And I just brought them in. Like,
facts.
Yeah, you know what I mean? So, like, I can't let those things dictate the rest of my day.
Yeah.
But sometimes it's a battle. Sometimes I definitely let it, you know, screw me over.
Yeah.
And I go hours in a mood, and I feel drained afterwards. You know what I mean? Like, I might even still go DoorDash after what happened that morning, but, like, or the negative that happened that morning, but I don't feel fulfilled or anything because I'm holding on to something that's not worth holding on to.
I definitely hear you.
But yeah, mine is just keep going, you know what I mean? Wake up, do something.
Yeah.
Try to make it the most positive.
Staying positive. I feel like it's always about your outlook and perspective, how you see things.
Yeah.
Definitely how you see things. Other than that, man, I just got some, like, we're on rooftop of Whole Foods. We got some good water. We got some good
salted
caramel cookies. You know, everything's organic around here. You feel me?
We're giving them the free advertisement.
Yeah. I don't see why not.
Water.
Yeah.
Drink your water, please.
Please and thank you.
Please drink your water.
Thank you.
Your body is how much percent water?
85? 85.
We're going to find out.
We're going to find out.
Hey, but no, what's crazy is that being that we on the rooftop a while ago when I was doing DoorDashes, I was up here. I picked up something. I don't know where it was at, but I picked up something here. And I came up all the way up to the top, and I looked out here, and I was like, yo, this is a dope podcast spot. And I just was like walking around like, I would do this right here. I would do this. And it's crazy that I didn't pick this spot, did I?
No, definitely not.
And we here. Like, literally, when we was talking, you probably gonna see in the video, I like blank out at one point and just start looking. And that was because it was like a, almost like a deja vu moment. Like, yeah. I've been up here before. The record store right there. And I'm looking like, this is where I feel like it was God telling me, you know what I mean? God telling me like, hey, you about to be back doing your thing. Right. And now I'm here. And it's almost like a confirmation to me, like, you doing what you're supposed to do. Mm-hmm. I'm supposed to be here doing a podcast. But yeah, you gonna probably see, I blank out, I'm like, yeah.
I feel like people have deja vu. That's the Lord, like, telling you, like, bro, like, you dreamed about this, like, just keep doing what you're doing. Just stay straight. Keep doing what you're doing.
Focus.
Don't make that left turn. Keep, stay right. Whatever you do, be gracious. Don't be malicious on any kind of any moves. Cause if you do any kind of, if you do anything, and your thought process is like I'm gonna get up on one. Like, you know, you're not moving with pure intentions. It's gonna come back and bite you in your ass. Most definitely.
Yeah, facts.
Might be that in that moment. Might be a year. Might be like 20 years. It's gonna come back.
Right.
My big thing is like move, being pure in your heart.
Integrity.
Yeah, definitely integrity. That's another good word. Yeah, integrity. Yeah.
That kind of wraps up a lot of things. Like, you know, covers a lot of things when you say integrity. Like, not lying, you know what I mean? Being trustworthy. Mm-hmm. Just being authentic.
I know I wanted to name this, me personally, I wanted to name this podcast Free Game, because people are always wanting to, like, trying to get up on the next one. Like, how does a billionaire get where he's at?
Yeah.
When it boils down to it, they have the knowledge.
Yeah.
They have the knowledge, and it's something you gotta keep working. Like, study, do some research, and apply that knowledge that you have. Like, I know with me personally, I'm always trying to gain new knowledge. I'm always trying to learn.
Yeah.
But at a certain age, at a certain point in your life, you gotta start applying that knowledge. Now, there's nothing wrong with still learning, because that's, you're gonna learn until you're dead. You know, for real. But start applying that knowledge, and on that road, and you gain that knowledge, that's when you're gonna start bringing in new friends, new people with new mindsets, people with, like, that's ahead of you. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
That's more ahead of you, but
that's where you want to be.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And once again, if you're pure, they're going to see that you're pure, and they're going to actually help you. And that's one of the big things. Like, I have a 53-year-old white friend.
That's great.
53-year-old. I train his son. His name is Billy.
Uh-huh.
Man, Billy is smart as hell. Let me tell you about that. He asked me, like, he'd be asking questions like, what year did World War I end?
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, bro, I don't know. He'll pop up the year. What year did World War II end? Another year. I'm like, bro, this man is smart.
And brilliant.
His dad looked at me like, he likes history. Bro, you can't knock that.
You can't.
Yeah. If your kid has a passion to learn, all you can do and all you should do is just keep pushing it, you know, empower his mind, you know.
Right. Especially if it's to learn, man. Like, what greater accomplishment come out of being, you know, dumb? or like facts. Just, you know what I mean, not yeah. educated. Not, I don't want to say dumb. Just not educated. Like when you're educated, you have more knowledge, you know, to conquer and achieve things. Yeah. I remember a story, a guy and his wife, they were older. He's 56 years old.
Yeah.
Somewhere around that in the pluses. But his wife was the main breadwinner. He used to just be at the crib, read books. And then one day came on hard times. She, I guess, lost her job.
Yeah.
And she's like, so what are we going to do? Yeah. And he gets up and he makes a move. And I think he starts a business or whatnot, and it's successful, like, almost immediately.
Nice.
People are like, how are you doing this? Like, all he did that whole time while she was working was reading.
Yeah.
So he was then able to be successful based off the education that he had.
Nice.
Mm-hmm. I hope I told that story the right way. It's something along that line.
It sounded good. It definitely sounded good, for real, for real. Because that's really how it is. Like,
it's a proverb, I'm going to say.
People go through struggles, you know, struggling. And then all of a sudden, they pop up winning.
Yeah.
You feel me? But at the same time, you're not winning, but you're not losing.
Yeah.
While you're down and out, you should be learning.
Learning, yeah.
And as you go up, you never stop learning. Like, you just, when you're up here, now you're winning a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but you're not losing, but you're not where you want to be. That makes sense.
Yeah.
I forgot what I forgot. Hey, shout out CJ Rodriguez. I went to a G League game. Austin Spurs, you know, the Mexican team.
Yeah.
I don't know the team name, but, you know, Mexico. I asked him if he's going to the game because some of the Young Bucks want some pictures with him.
Yeah.
I was like, first off, he said, I'm not getting that much PT on the team. On the G League team. But then again, he also has Nationals for his Puerto Rican team.
Yeah.
Puerto Rican, right?
I think he's Panamanian.
Nice. Appreciate that one.
Yeah.
He's Panamanian. And I was like, I forgot. I was like, bro. I was like, damn, you can't win, but you're winning.
Yeah.
That makes sense?
Yeah.
Like, you can't. I know he for sure he wants to get that G League.
And be in there. Solid, you know? Yeah.
That's the next damn thing from the NBA.
Yeah, shout out him. He always been like a, you know, like a big brother whenever I was around him. Facts. You know what I mean? Challenged me to be better as a basketball player, definitely, and definitely just being around him and hearing him talk to the older cats.
Just
the game that he put out there. That's a solid guy. Facts. Definitely Devontae Brown too.
Yeah.
Two solid guys I look up to as brothers, definitely.
Yeah. Variation and control, my boy. I see you out there doing your thing in K-Town.
Facts. Shout out all the K-Town
Hoopers,
legends, man, that's really doing, you know what I mean? Like, I really feel like the guys out of Killeen that I was around were definitely positive, you know what I mean? They might have did they things growing up, but as I look at them now, everybody's on a solid route and progressing. Like my boy OJ Black.
OJ, yeah.
I really, you know what I mean, back in the gap, I had a podcast with OJ. People need to listen to that one. That one go crazy. But back in the gap, I didn't understand.
Shout out Levi, too.
But back in the gap, I didn't understand why Juice is like that, you know what I mean? Like, because my relationship with him was just on the basketball court. He was on varsity, I was on JV at one point. And, you know, it was busting our ass. But, like, we would compete. But, however, they intimidated me at the time. I didn't know it, you know what I mean? Like, actually, I did. I was intimidated by him. Because in times where I was on their team, I would blow layups.
Yeah, facts.
And then, you know, they would get on my ass. Like, what the? Because I'm the same dude that won the dunk contest and do all, you know what I mean? But they used to be on my head, and I did not understand it. But it was just because they expected better. I'm out here playing for Ellison, you know what I mean? Ellison was held at a high standard. You know what I mean? So, like, I didn't know that, you know what I mean? I was just thinking, like, bro didn't like me, you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, just being emotional, but as I grew up, you know what I mean, I knew he had my back.
Yeah.
Especially on the basketball court, you know what I mean?
And it's funny you say that, because, like, he wasn't coming off cocky or anything. It's just like, you know,
yeah.
When you really want the best for somebody, the best thing you can do is give them tough love.
Right.
You know, I'm not saying fuck you. I'm not saying, you know, piss off. I'm just giving you like, I'm giving you a cold shoulder. But at the same time, that cold shoulder is going to make your shoulders wider and make you stand up tall.
Yeah.
You feel me? That's what it's all about. It's just like, OJ been on varsity, played varsity, Texas State starting 4 years, did his thing. After a while, that confidence going to kick in, mm-hmm. You know? When that confidence kick in, you can't really, like, I ain't going to say dwindle down to a level, but you just really got to give somebody to coach shorter so you know, like, how focused you are, like, how, you know, what you're about, like, the work you're putting in, you know? Because I be giving some of my kids the coach shorter.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when they start playing around too much,
yeah,
that's when I, like, bro, chill. If it's not chill, they start talking too much, I'll just ignore them. And that's when they know, like, all right, let me tap back, let me get focused, you know? Because, you know, the kids are the future.
Right.
You know? And if you train them right, if you, like, allow them to grow correctly and feed them nourishable knowledge and yeah. wisdom.
Some substantial.
Yeah.
Some substance.
Bro, they're going to go crazy. They're going to go crazy.
That's I agree with you, my boy. I really do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for real.
Boy, Michael Davis.
Booking me on those, man. Carlos Baker.
Carlos Baker. AKA Turn the Mic.
AKA Booking Man Los.
Very important podcast, Turn the Mic.
You know. We're only doing it. We're only doing what we're doing because it's already been done. You feel me?
Hey, when faced with adversity, we turn up, never run.
Jeez.
but look. Yeah, I mean. So. You just miss your girls. I kind of want to go down that route. You know what I mean? Like how. There's a lot of beautiful women out there, but like.
Sure, yeah. With the black leggings on, with the white hair on.
Oh, okay, I see what you're talking about. So, if you had to go talk to her, like, how would you go talk to her? How would you get to know her? How would you, you know what I mean, put yourself in a situation to where you almost relevant to her, you know?
Almost
what I mean?
Relevant.
Or like something to even be like, hey, I might text him or give him my number. You know what I mean? Yeah. Call him, FaceTime him sometime. How you approach that? Because a lot of people, I feel like, sometimes don't know how to, don't got, you know what I mean, are either afraid to approach beautiful yeah. women.
Because
mm-hmm. I didn't find myself in a situation where I'm like, man.
Yeah.
you know yeah. what I mean? Being yeah. a little dweeb. Yeah. Being like, I don't know if I can even talk to her or she even give me time of day, but really yeah. that's just you overthinking, like
you trying to get everything all in one, in like one combo punch. It don't happen like that
Go ahead.
Hey, how you doing? Can I get your number? It's not really like that. Appreciate that.
Almost got it.
Almost. Good catch. Appreciate it. It don't really happen like that. First, shout out Marcus Saunders. Literally last night he was talking about, like, it can take you 2 minutes to know somebody. Not personally, not on a deep level, you know, mm-hmm. you know the ins and outs, but just enough where you feel comfortable, talk to them, you know. He had us do like nice little exercise.
And what was that?
So he had me and his white girl stand 1 foot from each other. Stare at each other in the eyes for 1 minute.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you have already have a goofy personality, they're gonna bust out laughing. You know.
Oh, for real.
So first thing she did, she tensed up and she like turned.
Did you know this girl prior to the experiment?
Did not know her. Like she walked in the room. I'm like, who's this? You know, she look good. I don't do discriminate about no color, definitely at all. But not know her. So, at that moment, he's getting a haircut. He told us to stand up, stand a foot, 1 foot from each other.
Right.
And she tensed up. So.
What that look like? What do you mean tensed up? So I could get like the. Like so a, I could almost feel like I was looking at it.
Like a toy soldier.
Like.
You're seeing not Toy Story. toy soldiers.
Yeah.
Like, let's go Toy Story. Andy's coming. Yeah. Andy's coming.
Bada boom, bada bam. Yeah.
So about 10 seconds into the thing, I was like, I like your eyes. You know, you got brown eyes. You know, they look good. Like, he's like, there's no talking. You just got to stare. Right? Automatically, you know, just stops running in your head. Like, yeah, okay. Damn. Why am I staring at this girl? Why is she staring at me? You know?
Yeah, like, what is he? He got us doing something stupid right now.
Yeah. And it low-key broke the ice. Like, so we sat down. He asked who my favorite color was. I was like, sky blue. It's majestic. Majestic, you feel me? She's like, you know, Jessica, what color, what's your favorite color? She's like, leopard. Like, leopard print, right?
Uh-huh.
I'm going to give her some credit. She said it's a real color. But then she went back.
How is leopard print a color, bro? That's what
I said. It's like three colors all in one. Anyway.
Continue.
She was like, you know, she went back. She was like, teal. You know, she liked teal because it's pretty.
Okay.
You know, her name is Jessica. My name is Carlos. You know, so we had a good foundation already. Mm-hmm. You know, and then at the same time, I'm in her personal space.
Yeah,
I'm in her bubble. She's in my bubble. You know, and that low-key broke the ice.
Your reverence thing, did it?
No, it didn't. You know, everything checked out pretty good. You know, right after that, I got a fresh cut. So before, I was looking pretty rough. Like,
oh, okay.
Yeah. So that broke the ice automatically. But, you know, so me and Jessica got cool. There was another guy in the room. You could tell, like, he was about other age, but he wasn't hip. He wasn't hip, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, most people, like,
he ain't with this century, like, our type of vibe. He ain't with it.
Stuck in his ways. Okay. Like that, you know. And, like, I feel like as time changes, you gotta change with it, too.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not saying necessarily change, like, a full 360, but you gotta allow certain things into that door. And just, you know, just keep that door open because you never know. Like, essentially, you know, about 56-year-old guy stuck in his ways. You know, when they see black people, they always, like, they tensed up.
Yeah.
Start talking. And you know when somebody's trembling over the words, like, starting over the words, they're not pronouncing the words right. They're trying to get it out in one. Ah. You know, so I started noticing about this. I started noticing that about him. So, you know, it's the tendencies. So I started, you know, looking down. I started, you know, playing on my phone. That's when his words started getting a little bit clearer.
Mm-hmm.
You know, about 20 minutes, 30 minutes in, that's when, you know, eased up a little bit. Like, okay, there's three black guys in the room, one white girl, mm-hmm. Jessica. It was Aaron, Marcus, me, Carlos, and Jessica. Forgot his name. And I don't mean to be disrespectful. Forgot his name. He, like, the interactions we had with him, it didn't stick with me. Interactions I had with his son's like, he was talking about his son. He's kind of, you know, trashing him at the same time, boasting him up. Son's named Hunter. So his son stuck with me. But, forgot where it went, but I know we're talking about race and, like, how people change and people, like, he realized, like, there was three knowledgeable black people in the room. Like, he was feeding us some bullshit, but at the same time he was telling his life stories.
Yeah.
You know, we'll ask questions because we're going back and forth. Jessica, what's your favorite color? I was eating some Indian food. He was like, is that spicy? She was like, is that spicy? I'm like, yeah, it's pretty good, you know, but it got a nice little kick to it, but it's not too much. So I asked him, like, you know, what's your top two wing flavors? He never answered them, and he started telling a story. Makes sense. He avoided the question and started telling the story. Everybody picked up on that, you know. And then, you know, when somebody's telling a story, you know, you got to intervene, you know, oh, did that happen? Bada boom, bada bam, you know.
Right, right.
It was like,
so you can show you're engaged.
Yeah. It was on, like, he went up the floor. You know, he started stand up, body language saying, like, he went the floor just so he can insert himself, like, you know.
Like a dominance.
Yeah.
Apex predator type.
You feel me? But time and place for that. That wasn't the place, you know.
Mm-hmm.
We're in a training facility, you know. We're chopping it up. We're really just picking each other's brain about different stuff.
He's the only one standing at this point?
Honestly, yeah. So I went to a game that prior to that, recorded it. And I was showing my colleagues the film I got. They'll keep standing up and blocked it. You know. Yeah, man. Help me out real quick. Help me out.
Where you was at? Oh, with Buddy, man. So he was just being like, just overly like assertive in his position.
Overly assertive, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Or trying to establish a position for himself. That's what it kind of sounded like to me. Yeah. Like, it felt like at some point, like, he wasn't, I don't know. I can't explain stuff like that, you know what I mean? Yeah. Because I'm not like that myself.
But you just know.
Yeah, you experience it, and that's something you experience all the time, especially being a, you know, just a black male in general, mm-hmm. out here, because I find myself in situations where I'm like, man, I know, like, do y'all not even see, like, is sometimes I feel like the color of my skin yeah. is a superpower for invisibility sometimes. Because
yeah.
I'll go somewhere, let's say it's DoorDash, I'll pull up, and I'll be the first one there.
Yeah.
I know I'm the type of person that scans the room. I make eye mm-hmm. contact with probably everybody in the yeah. room before I leave.
Yeah.
So I get there, so I know the people that work there have seen me, made eye contact with me. Somebody else might come up, maybe stand beside me.
Yeah.
Somebody else might come up behind me. I'm not one to just be like, stop someone from doing their job. Like, hey, yes. do you got this yeah. this name on there? Nah, but other people will. You know what I mean? Yeah. So I just sit there and be like, all right. So I see one person say, hey, you got this one. They get their stuff. I'm like, all right. Yeah. So I kind of step up a little bit. Just yeah. like, and I'm still not saying nothing. Maybe they're going to say, hey, what's the name on yours?
You need help? You know.
Right. Nope. Next, go back doing their thing. I'm like, okay. Then the next person comes.
Yeah.
Hey, you have this one? I'm like, dang. Like,
okay. Yeah.
You can see mm-hmm. me here, but because I guess at the same time, I should speak up. But after that one, I was like, yo, hey, do you have this one? And
yeah.
granted, it was right there on the table for him to just grab when they could have just said, hey, what's yours? All right, here, this one's yours.
Those two power guys were standing right, you know, really like shoulder to shoulder with you, right?
Mm-hmm.
That means like we're all in the same vicinity. That means like we're all kind of doing the same thing, you know?
Yeah.
The line's over there, but one guy DoorDash right here, and I'm right here too. We're probably doing DoorDash together, to be honest, right? You know, some people serve, you know, some people do their jobs with attitudes, and that was doubled back on doing what you love, you know?
Mm-hmm.
If you love what you do, you're going to do it with a smile on your face. You know, passion's a hate and love thing.
Yeah.
You know, it's not you hate the job, it's like, sometimes you just have those days where, like, you know, you just hate, you know.
Yeah.
But then, you know, at the end of the day, it's like, you know, I love what I do. You know, I'm not stressing. I'm not, you know, I'm not really dreading going to work. You
right.
know what I mean? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Let me touch back on the white guy.
Yeah.
So like, if one white guy gives, you know, cold show, he does you dirty. That kind of gives you, like, the incentive to treat the next white guy like that.
Yeah.
But in actuality, you really can't do that because, like, the next white guy might put you on game.
Yeah.
You might be able to, you know, give you that boost that you need to take your career to the next level.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You know, some people are just raised like that. They don't know no better.
Right.
Well, once again, the kids are our future.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like when you deal with kids, when you deal with people, cool people, like people like that understand this life we're in together.
Yeah.
Skin tone don't really mean nothing.
It don't matter.
It definitely does not matter. It's about what you feed them. It's about like how can you provide for them? How can you make them flourish?
Yeah.
You know, this kid over here is about to fall off the ledge because he's playing around.
You better not fall off that ledge, man. You have to be a superhero on camera.
You know, I'm going to catch him in a tuck and roll, you know what I mean? If you're in, I'm going to get that insurance money from the mom.
You tripping.
Live your game for you.
Hey, you know I sell life insurance, right?
Real?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So if you need that, you know what I mean, some education, go over some policy, a quote, see what's the best financial needs for yourself. I have colleagues as well as myself that could, you know, professionally help you one-on-one.
Yeah.
You'll be working directly with me. So, we could talk about that another time.
How can since you work in life insurance game, life is about leverage.
Yeah.
You know, how can I use that life insurance policy? I'm not gonna say I'm gonna kill anybody, but how can I use that as leverage? You know?
As leverage for yourself?
Yeah.
All right. So
and still like. Live and still get money from it.
Live and get money from it?
Yeah.
So there's multiple ways of doing so. There's things like...
Hey, man. Turn me up. First, I want to just begin this by saying I am not a financial advisor. I cannot give you financial advice. I cannot tell you what to do with your money. I cannot tell you which policy or investment is best for you. I could just educate you on what's out there. I have my life insurance license, so I could sell life insurance. I do not have an investments license, so I cannot sell investments. I have colleagues that help me and that are licensed that I send my clients to get help 101. What I originally said in this podcast was very conducive to our conversation and the relationship I have with the guest. He understood what I was saying. However, my delivery lacked professionalism. The terms I used were not terms I would use in if I really wanted to get the message across to someone. So here, I'm here to clearly reiterate what I said in the podcast. Well, basically, he asked about, are there ways to leverage life insurance or have investments and life insurance in one? And yes, there is. There's a thing called an IUL, which is an Index Universal Life Insurance, which includes life insurance as well as an investment portion. You'll be paying into this policy, and the money goes to either the index fund, which is the investment portion, and it goes to your life insurance, which will, you know, guarantees your benefit at the end. These perform quite well, but you would have to just do your research to understand further. Many people don't understand these policies and find themselves getting something that they're unfamiliar with and that doesn't perform how they want to or doesn't meet their financial goals. The other policy I gave him was a term policy with a mutual fund on the side or with a mutual fund account. So with a term policy, it has a term of about 10, 20, 30 years with a high benefit. Now, the premium or the payments you'll do each month will be lower than if you were to do something like a whole life policy. And then you want to have a mutual fund. And this mutual fund works alongside the S&P 500. Many times they average around 10% return on investment. So what I was taught growing in this business is that you want to keep your investments and your life insurance aside because one won't perform as best. So either life insurance won't perform well or your investment won't perform well, and it's most likely your investment. However, that's just what I was taught, so it's kind of a biased opinion in that sense. But it is what it is. Do some more research and just don't take my word. You know what I mean? Do additional research. Find what's best for you and, you know, run it up. Turn up your funds. Turn up your finances. So that's what we're here for. We about to get back to free game. Hey, we doing what we doing because it's already been done. Blah!
have a strategy that we want you to get out of debt.
Yeah.
Because out of, you know what I mean, cash rules a lot of things, right? You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And debt just keeps you in bondage and slavery.
Yeah.
So we want to get people out of debt and build the living money. We want them to build their living money using mutual funds.
Yeah.
And use the term life insurance to secure that money while they're trying to grow their living money.
So
it's more like for everyday people.
So you know how, you know, it's okay to say white people,
mm-hmm.
when like the grandparents pass away, when the moms pass away, most of the time they inherit
a lot.
Fund. They inherit like 200,000, 300,000. And then they got a jump start on their life already.
Yeah.
Whether it be like 30-year-old, 25, 20, they automatically have a 300,000 jump start on whatever they want to do. They can blow it, they can invest it. Now, us black people, we start, all we know is grind.
Yeah.
Now, I am regurgitating a lot of this information I got last night. Prior interactions with my homie Marcus, but you know we grind. We know it's grind, so we flourish. We can flourish. We can flex. But really, the end game is like have our family succeeding. You know, being successful. You know, like what can you do in this lifetime
to leave a legacy?
Yeah.
Behind. Because if you, that's how I think. As well, you know what I mean? Like, I could grind right now, but that's only to sustain a lifestyle that I want to live right now, you know what I mean? Now, as I put money into investments and save my money, you know, it's bigger than me now.
Yeah.
It's not, like, I could give up on myself. I don't want to give up on my family, you know what I mean? Especially the family I don't have yet, you know, so... And then it'll be better to be in a better financial situation prior to having a family, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So now I'm able to teach them the key core values of finances and let them know that money is what it is, just money. Now, what's more important is your purpose, what you're doing with your life.
Yeah.
So generational wealth, I want to pass that on, but I want a generational wealth mindset, like, to pass on a stewardship mindset to pass on, like that they give more than they take from people, you know what I mean? That they don't forget their family members, you know. And I want to establish things like businesses, so if it ever comes down to it, not that they have to work at my business that I did or take it over, but they have that option to decide, like, hey,
Mike.
Yeah, I could fall. Yeah, hey, call your Uncle Mike. You know what I mean, and see if it's cool because you're trying to get some experience in this area.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I have the opportunity to set my family up for greater.
Yeah,
and that's where I want to be. And I want to be that picture over the fireplace that they like.
Yeah, you know,
Mama, who is that? And then. They granny come in there and they's like, that's your great, 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 great grandpa.
Yeah.
Michael Davis, he went by Turn the Mic.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? He did this, and this for you. You know what I mean? But this is what he wanted to pass on, and I have it all laid down. And I feel like if you pass the values down, the wealth won't go anywhere.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You can pass the wealth down, but if you don't teach the hard work, the, you know what I mean, the humility, integrity, all that, those small things that we tend to overlook, that wealth would just, you know, my kids would eat, you know what I mean?
Facts.
My kids' kids would eat. After that, they might eat a little bit, but they're going to be working.
Yeah.
And then eventually someone's going to have to turn around and either do what my father did and do military, and then it cycles back into me having to be a person that you know goes out on a limb and be an entrepreneur, and then starts the generational wealth all over again. But if I teach that values, I feel like the wealth is staying in the family.
History will rewrite itself, And it is. You know, it's our job to write it how we want it, but correctly, in a nice human
editorial.
Yeah.
Revise it a little bit. Mm-hmm. But it's all, it really is ultimately up to God, really. You know what I mean? So that's, it's going to be his plan or nothing.
Yeah.
So, yep. But yeah, man. But we got to take our steps.
I'll say, if y'all don't take anything from this podcast,
Free game.
It's all about experiences.
Hey.
Experiences and love.
Yeah.
You know, I'm only doing what I'm doing because it's already been done, you know. I don't mean to take, turn up Mike's word out of his mouth, but.
He love that shit.
I'm only doing what I'm doing because it's already been done. I've seen somebody do it, and,
Right.
I like it, and I want to follow in the same footsteps. Shout out to all my coaches, you know, Coach Goss, Coach Bobby, Coach Russ, Coach Marvin from the Boys and Girls Club, and Coach E&T from Parker Heights, man. Y'all. Be the OG status. That's all I gotta say. OG status. Bro.
Shout out Buckethead Hoops.
Shout out Buckethead Hoops, man. We doing it because it's already been done. You know,
it's already been done. That's facts. There's nothing new under the sun. That's in the Bible.
Sir, walking by faith, not by sight.
Hey, we gonna keep doing this, man. But it's your boy Michael Davis, aka Turn the Mic, with the very important podcast Turn the Mic. It was lovely talking to my brother.
Time,
we definitely gonna do this again because it's a wasp code, I'm sorry, but
yeah,
we definitely gonna do this again, and it's gonna get better. I feel like he brought me back to the podcast. This is my first one since a long time,
yeah.
And I really need to be back. I feel like we're coming back. We're gonna be consistent, better than ever. Keep growing. You're gonna see this partnership, how this develops, how my brothers, the Goon Squad developed. But like I said, we doing what we doing because it's already been done.
Sorry.
When faced with adversity, we turn up, never run.
Meantime, yeah. Oh, it's over.